You want to fuck this up?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What's up?
You ain't going to introduce us?
I just did.
They probably think, who the hell is this couple? We ain't heard from them in a long fucking time.
Yeah. That's a long story of a fuck up we did.
We did?
Okay, you did.
What do you mean I did?
Let's correct
Man,
that.
We ain't talking about that either. What's up, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I know it's been a while. Y'all probably wondered if we got divorced or something happened. Nah, we just been busy, man.
I didn't kick him out yet.
Man, you ain't doing shit. We just been busy.
Oh, hopefully, my God.
Hopefully, busy. Everybody has been staying.
High and right.
And positive vibes, as always. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Hopefully, you missed our voices. We are America's most loved couple. If you're the first time listener of this podcast, or the most hated, that's up to you. Who gives a shit? I don't give a fuck either way.
I don't know either way.
Yes, we are back in effect. I know. I promised. I think it was on the last time we recorded a few months ago that we were going to continue to record. We didn't expect life to come at us like this, and I lied. Sorry.
No, well, what happened was...
Here we go. The listeners are like, what excuses do we have?
We actually fucking did record a podcast, and it was really fun, and it was really cool, and it was so fucking great, and then...
Here it comes.
It wasn't there.
Sorry, man.
Nothing was there.
You hear all that shade in her voice?
We had the best time for nothing. Just for the shits and giggles for ourselves.
Sounds like a...
And then it went downhill from there.
Sounds like a first date.
Yeah. It was crazy from then on. I mean, it was just like, oh.
Well, if you guys are new to listening to the podcast, we appreciate you guys checking us out. This is a lot of what you get when you listen to us. This is what you get. But, of course, Mama made the announcement.
Yes,
we are. She's here.
Yes, our little one is here.
Our granddaughter, by the way, not ours, but she's ours.
She is ours.
Yeah, she pretty much lives over here.
Yeah, she is here. She is now 5 weeks old now. So it's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, talk about it, Mom.
Oh.
New grandma.
Where do you want to... Well, how... Let's see, that last episode, how far along was she?
1 month away.
She was a month away?
Yeah, she was a month away. Our daughter was pregnant. She's going into her 9th month.
I know, Jesus. Leading up to that was just...
Where do I start?
Right. We'll start with this. My daughter is just like my mother. She's a very hypochondriac-ish. Just, you know, if she sees something, it has to be the worst. Or if somebody else has it, she must have it. You know, it's just very hard to combat, to be like, bring them back down to earth and be like, bitch, you don't got shit.
Yeah, quit WebMDing and fucking goggling shit.
I mean,
shout out to Cobra Kai.
I mean, even her doctor, she was great doctor. She's very badass. I mean, one of a kind. She's like, stop.
She even kept it real.
Stop it. Do not Google. Just email me. Just text the office. We'll get you back and let you know all's well.
Yeah, what has she been doing this whole time? Still.
Googling.
Googling everything is like, Janae, she's a baby.
Yeah, so it's been keeping her off the ledge. It's been really tough.
We got the rest of our lives to do this.
I know.
First time mom. She just thinks everything, and that's great at the same time, but eventually, one day, our granddaughter going to punch her in the nose. Right. She's going to be like, Mom, I'm cool. Why you, just stop, Mom, stop, please. Right.
So, yeah, but it was fun.
She did really good during the delivery.
She did. She did. She did end up getting an epidural.
After she got some drugs.
But that's all due because she went to her last appointment and her doctor was out of town for schooling. So
nothing but a golf trip.
No, she was in schooling. And
shareholder meeting.
So we asked for... Do you hear that?
Yes, I hear it.
Is it okay?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay. So, Janae asked for a membrane sweep. And she only got like maybe halfway through the membrane sweep. And Janae was like, okay, okay, good. I'm good. No more, no more, please. We're done.
And that was to induce her labor, though.
Right. That was just to help it along a little bit.
Yeah.
And so from probably an hour after that happened, she pretty much went into not active labor, but she started having contractions. She started having contractions for 2 days straight. So by the time she did finally get to the hospital, she just hit...
It woke me up in the middle of the night for that trip that I knew wasn't going to be...
Right. We did. We didn't. We went to the... trust me, we went several different times. I'm like, no, go home. I was like, Janae, I'm not doing this again.
You know they're
going
to send your ass home, girl. Come on.
So we went and they sent her home. And so she went a whole another day. And then finally we took her back. And they was like, she's at 4. So we'll call the doctor and see what the doctor wants to do. And the doctor's like, just leave her there. Admit her and don't let her go anywhere.
Because she's even tired of her. Got tired of her. Like, oh. Like, I am so sick of this girl calling me every 5 minutes.
God.
She probably got like 800 emails from her, too. You think that's bad? You should see her Google searches.
So, yeah, it was good. I was like, great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't too much longer after she got admitted. She was pretty tired, but she couldn't sleep. But she decided, I can't. I'm just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up doing the epidural.
Yep.
So she can just finish the rest out. And she
was going to try to go the Titan route, mm-hmm. like most women try to do. And I understand it because, well, I don't understand it, but I understand it. I'm going to have my baby natural. And then she was like, fuck that.
Yeah, she wanted to, but it was since she was doing so many contractions for 2 days straight.
Her body was tired. She was worn out. Mm-hmm. And even at one point of the delivery, am I pushing?
So, we finally get to the moment of, because Tony and I, we were watching the monitor, and it did...
We can include his name in the podcast now.
Yeah.
That's the baby father. I'm the pappy.
He's the pappy.
Yeah.
So, we were just sitting there, and... We looked at the monitor, and the monitor started doing something really, really funny. And I'm like, oh, I think something's happening. And Janae was just like, So she didn't know anything was going on. And then Tony's like, should we get the nurse? And I'm like, no, they'll probably be in here in a bit. And they did. They came in about, 5-10 minutes later, and they checked her, and they were like, it's time. And she's like, no, mom, no. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
Yes.
Everything's going to be fine. It's going to go great. Mm. You are ready. And she's like, no. And like,
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Right.
Who's ready? You or her?
Like, you are ready.
Yeah.
You got this. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She went through everything. And she was so excited when everybody just came in the room. She's like, oh my God, do you see all these people? Mom, look at all these people. Like, they're here for you.
And only you. Only you.
Yeah, so she was so excited. She's like, oh, they just rushed in and they were all so quiet and nice. I'm like, yes, just push her out.
Yeah. Man, I'm just thinking back to some of the stuff, too, just as a quick side note, that some of the shit she was saying before she even had this baby, talking about, you just don't understand, and all this other stuff. And I looked at Regina, this is one night, we've standing in the kitchen, and she just crying and breaks down and shit. You guys just don't understand, and all this other stuff. I said, Mom, how many of you had? What'd you say? All of them. Like, girl, knock it off. Damn.
Exactly. It just can't do this anymore. Mm. She won't come out.
I'll be just fine after the baby's born. I just can't do this right now. I want my body back and all this other shit. So, so now after the baby's here, and she's here.
She is.
It's our little Goomba, man. Her little peanut head. I call her my little chicken McNugget head.
Yeah. She's, mm-hmm. She is precious.
I tell her every day, te amo mi nieta.
Yep, she's pretty. She loves being rocked outside. Mm-hmm. She just loves being outside.
She loves outdoors, so this winter's going to be a rough ride, right, man. She loves outdoors, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
As long as we can keep that, you know what I'm saying, kind of instilled in her and kind of that focus of like, man, fuck that tablet, even though Papa gonna get you one of those kid tablets and it's gonna be nothing but educational videos and everybody talking about, like, Regina and Janae buying these, well, one of those books is a Disney book over there that I was supposed to be, they bought for me to read to her. And I'm like, I'm not gonna read her that. I'm gonna read her books like, Welcome to the Wonderful World of the Stock Market.
I know. Welcome to the World of Plants. That's what we're
going
to be
reading. The entrepreneurial spirit. Let's go.
How to forage the correct way. Mm-hmm. Let's go forage.
This is a doji. This is what's called a wick or a candle. Oh, man. But yes, it's been awesome. It's an amazing experience, though. Man, it makes you think back like, dang, man.
Yeah. What?
I know the first hit that I took after she's been born was like, man, I gotta get back on some weights. Dang, I forgot. Picking up this car seat, I'm like, dang, man, I gotta do some. Who's that? Suzanne Summers. Yeah. I gotta get some. I gotta get some of that on, man.
That first night,
I was like, woo.
I held her and I came home and my pecs hurt so bad. I was like,
forgot oh God. How that was, man.
That hurt. Okay, gotta get used to that. So, but yeah, she's doing really good breastfeeding. She is.
Yeah, you keep pumping, bitch.
Yep.
Inflation is real. Let's go. Shit, that Infamil, all that Similac, fuck that.
My God.
Uh-uh. We ain't paying for that.
$50? Oh, $40? Oh, my goodness.
Man, shit. You better keep pumping. Keep on pumping.
Yeah. Janae, she's had to change her diet. Because she can't drink milk because...
She never could. That's what I was telling her. Like,
technically, she can.
You know how many times this girl clogged the toilet over the years just after eating all the Taco Bell and...
Yeah, she can't eat processed foods at all.
Shit, none of us should be eating it anyway.
And so every time she does, it affects Lily. She's just so cranky and wound up and farts and farts. I mean, she's a farting machine.
Like her mama.
She is. Just like her. And she gets that stuff from Janae, and it's just like, just horrible. It's just absolutely horrible.
Well, I was telling her that while she was pregnant with her. It was like, she's already telling you what she ain't going to want to eat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, she couldn't eat Taco Bell. Every time she ate Taco Bell when she got pregnant, she got sick.
She is a real, authentic Mexican. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not doing that. I can't eat that bullshit.
So now we got all the kids. We had them sign a lease on a house. So they were down the street so we can get to them easier. And with all that debacle.
Yeah. Thanks to Dad's credit score. You're welcome. Yes.
Well, all that just stuff, just getting, you know, breaking leases and figuring all that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
And getting them moved. I forgot what I was going to say. See? It just
Everything escapes you when you are a new grandmother.
It's just so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been so much. And I tell you, with all this, doing all this stuff, getting them moved, and then trying to get them settled and still trying to get them moved, because like Kyle hasn't moved over completely.
Not yet.
He's just moved over his garage stuff and that's it.
Because that's all he needed.
He hasn't moved anything else over, and he hasn't, he hasn't been staying there either.
Not yet.
The other two, we got most everything, pretty much all moved over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting them settled, getting them figured out. Then we got Caleb. He's promoted.
Yep.
Congratulations to him.
I still didn't hit him with the did, even though we're doing all that right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's promoted. Moving
from ATL, shawty.
Right. He's moving now from
Texas. To Georgia.
It's over to Georgia in Atlanta.
Let's go.
And
find you a sister.
Now we're trying to get him also moved.
Yep.
And it's just been a whirlwind of just money going out and panicking going in. And is everything going to, because everything was just here and there and just maybes and I don't knows and all these things. And it's been so fucking stressful.
Yes, it has been.
And so what ended up happening is this past week was just like so bad that we had Janae's 6-week appointment. And so we ended up going to this, just Janae and I and Lily, because Janae was so excited to go to this appointment. She's been so waiting for this appointment to be cleared so she can, go back to work. Go back to work and work and
work it.
Go work out. So, I'm
no stitches were ripped in the making of this podcast.
No. So what happened was we get into the appointment and I get a phone call from Kyle. My bank account's negative. Da-da-da-da-da. And starts just draining all this other stuff on top of all this other stuff on top of all this other stuff. So I just again.
Mom was about to climb the clock tower with a shotgun.
So my new word is I'm overstimulated. Get the fuck out of my way. I am not mad. I am not pissed. I am not agitated. I am overstimulated. I have you talking, this going, that going. Somebody's getting ready to fucking just explode over stimulation. Let me go smoke a fucking bowl.
Mayday, sensory overload.
Go away. Staying high, right? So what happened at the doctor's office? Why I love her doctor so much.
Break it down for the listeners.
So I let Kyle go, and I'm about ready to explode. Totally overstimulated in the doctor's office. Janae's fucking bouncing, just bouncing, excited, waiting with her underwear off and just get in here and look at me, and I'm over here about ready to fucking blow a gasket. And so the doctor comes in and she's like, how's everybody doing? And I'm like, Janae's like, good. She says, how you doing? I said, I'm her me, because she's fucking fantastic, and I've got postpartum for her. She goes, oh my God, what are we going to do? What's going on?
See what I deal with, world. See what I deal with.
And I'm bawling. And Janae's just bouncing. Look at me. Come on. Tell me I'm good to go. I'm like, oh. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me the same way that my mom's OB told her earlier this year. Your pussy looks beautiful.
I know.
You're good to go. Right. What the fuck?
So then she's like, what did you say? And then as she's bouncing, I forget what happened. I forgot what I was just getting ready to say.
The doctor told her she was good.
Oh, yeah, she was good to go. She was like, "You're everything's fine." And then what else did she say? No, I just drew that damn blank.
Sorry. We'll take a quick pause for the calls real quick. Hold on for a second. That's the most hilarious shit, though. That was funny, though. That was fucking funny.
Yeah, thanks. really appreciate
it. I'm sorry, honey, but that shit was fucking hilarious.
I've had a week, a month.
You only on Tuesday.
I know. First of the month.
Jesus. Oh, man, it kind of reminds me back in the days when you and her, when she started having a period, and you still had yours. Oh, my goodness. Just the dynamics were just strange. There was a disturbance in the force around the house. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. So let's get to it. How does it feel being a grandma? How does it honestly feel, baby? I see the way you look at her, the way she looks at you, and I just sit back and just smile. It warms my heart seeing that. I just love it. I'm just like, man, this is like, well, you got that spark you needed.
It's pretty cool. I mean,
and I don't mean it like that, but it's right. Just that extra added motivation that, you know, it's just a blessing. It really is.
I don't think I would have it any other way than how the dynamic I have it going. I don't know
how describe it. How, yeah, it. I mean, describe it how you want to say it. Shit, man, we're not the most articulate people on the planet in this damn,
I don't know
on this podcast, if you haven't listened.
Like, I never, you know, when I raised the kids, I didn't have nobody to ask questions to.
Yeah.
And I didn't Google shit because we didn't have Google.
We had Google, but we didn't have it like we do now.
No, dear. I did not have Google.
I mean,
the kids were
early stages.
The kids were before the internet.
No, they weren't. You.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
My kids were born before I ever had a fucking computer.
Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. I think Caleb at least was 2 years old before we even got that Dale sold to us on payment.
Hewlett Packard was running around knocking door to door. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Call now.
Like, well, if you missed your payment, send it back. Shit.
Yeah. Come make me. Box it up for me.
Yeah.
I think. So I didn't have any of that stuff. I didn't have, you know, that companionship.
That guidance and that.
You know, help me in a situation that I never been in. And I want to be that person for my daughter. Because I know she's never been in this position before. And I want her to have the easiest transition possible
right
into growing, so she doesn't just become a mess, mm-hmm. and in turn make the grandchild a mess,
right? Breaking a cycle.
Yes.
And I look at it from the perspective from all the kids,
right?
Not just her. You know, I look at it from, you know, the perspective of, because I didn't really have that guidance and nobody to turn to either, because at one time I actually tried to open up. I've talked about it on the podcast before.
Right.
And it just kind of backfired in my face, and then life came at me fast, and then I ended up getting married and divorced and had a child, and, you know, I'm reliving some of that stuff, too, that's going on right now, too, that is just like, man, if I just had somebody that just could have helped me, you know what I mean,
right.
A little bit, to mentor me through some of that stuff. But luckily for us, even though we had to go through that, it's like Jay-Z, one of the most famous lines ever, Hov went through that, so you didn't have to go through that.
Yeah.
You know, we went through some of that stuff, so they shouldn't right. have to. Now, what they choose to do with the information is one thing,
mm-hmm.
but we are a constant force and upside their head and in their ear saying, yo, this we ain't gonna continue this cycle and this pattern that needs to be broken.
But it also is, what it's also done is made them also aware of these patterns.
Yep.
And these things that aren't good, for them to say, yes, I do agree. I don't want that in my life to be able to cut those ties or to let go or to just not continue to keep repeating these patterns. So they just keep going on generation after generation.
Yeah, and that shit got to stop.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you know, because we, yeah, and I dedicate every day of my life to thinking about those aspects of stuff too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we do it collectively. And all we want is the best for our kids. If you listen to our podcast, all we do is talk about it. All we do is talk about different dynamics of our family, different aspects of stuff. And we're open and transparent about some of this stuff because none of us are fucking perfect. I don't care what status you are in life. It doesn't, none of that matters.
That's why I tell the kids.
I mean, Hunter Biden's probably in a fucking ski slope with fucking Tony Montana right now. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what station in life you're in.
That's why I said we've never been this age. So we don't know what to do.
No, we're learning as we go. That's the journey of life.
And that's same for my kids, or same for any of these kids. They don't know.
No, they don't. And
if nobody's guiding them, that is why.
It makes it even worse.
There are things that it's going on that's going on. It's because they're not guided.
Right. They don't have somebody to have their back, and they don't have a mentor. It doesn't matter what it is, you know, however way you want to flavor it, stuff like that. But
somebody to say, yes, you are fucking up, you dumbass.
Yeah, somebody
that's going to sit down and figure this out.
Yeah, somebody that's going to keep it a buck with you, because that's one thing that I've, you know, predicated a lot of my time towards with the kids. Over the years, I mean, we've had some transitions and stuff like that where they're just like, man, they still sometimes don't want to hear my fucking voice. They don't want to hear it.
I'm like, ooh, Ken's gonna yell.
Yep, I'm gonna get in that. I'm gonna get
you
in that behind.
You know, I have to tell him.
yep, I'm gonna get in that behind because shit, I've made enough mistakes in my life, and I still live with some of the, you know, the healing that I'm working towards and working through and stuff like that. And y'all ain't got to go through that type of shit. Mm-mm. And it doesn't. It's not necessary. It's really not necessary, especially when you got, you know, two constant forces in your lives with your mom and me that's guiding you, and we're not going to steer this ship wrong. We're steering it the best we can, but we're going to do our damnedest to not steer it wrong. And when you fucking up, we're going to let you know, hey, bro, you fucking up. You out here like on some bullshit. And you know, that's how I talk. And I'm like, you want some bullshit?
Was Caleb. He out there.
Okay. Yeah, we ain't got to do it like that. But
no,
yeah.
But it's an example.
It
he
is
out
an
there
example.
Living beyond his means because he put himself in a category that he was at. And then when he took the one promotion, it cut his pay. So he was living beyond his means.
He was always doing that in the first place. And I saw this.
But
you
what
saw this,
happened
so.
Was he got a car repoed.
Yep.
But the lesson on that was, you lived beyond your means. What are you going to do to fix that?
Going forward. With a new promotion.
Forward. So how do we do this?
With another promotion right now.
Even ATL with Shawty. The next promotion, you're going to be making bank. Even with that, how are you going to live within your means?
That's called lifestyle
if
creep.
If you take another promotion and you get another pay cut.
Yep.
How are you going to live within your means?
Going forward. And the lessons that you need to take and apply right now. Because this is a pivotal turning point in his life right now.
So it was going through his finances, going through his credit, making sure, seeing what he owed, what he needed taken care of, and then what he needed to go forward. But that was a lesson that he had to learn.
Yep.
He had to physically learn it, and I'm glad he did.
And fortunately, in our particular situation, we're not talking from a place of privilege because we ain't rich. We mm-mm. keep telling y'all that. But, you know, there's only so far that we're going to continue to sacrifice to financially when we're also getting older and we're trying to establish our future and make sure we're okay. Those are some of the things that we do talk through, that we're still working to talk through, and we're struggling through because
we don't know.
Yeah.
Because we've never been here.
Yeah, but
we
do know.
We don't
know
what the future holds either.
Right.
So
y'all got to get self-sufficient, quit bullshitting, and get your shit together. That's what I tell them.
And that's what we're working on. Mm-hmm. That's what the lessons are for. And I'm glad for those lessons. And I'm glad that we were able to
help them through some of the financial fucking struggles and dumb mistakes that we all make when we're young sometimes.
And let them understand that they
learn. Yeah.
They have to learn from that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a point that just has to be made. I mean, they're not going to know. I mean, he could have, you know, completely crumbled and made everything even 10, 20 times worse.
Well, he did in the same instance because of the fact that he didn't come to us sooner. And that's all what I said. He was afraid to approach me about it. And I was like, man, the only problem I had with the whole situation was, why didn't you say something sooner?
Exactly.
And not let it get to what it got to.
Right.
You know, as far as a price. And I'm like,
exactly.
Son, that ain't what we do.
Nope.
Come on, man. But that was a lesson.
Yes, it was a lesson.
And
it was a hard one, and it was a big pill to swallow.
It knocked him off his high horse and his pride stuff because he has high taste in life.
Yep.
He does, and that's great. Keep those aspirations in mind, but understand right now, you still got a budget, and you still got to look at your balance sheet. You still got to, anyway, all that. You got to look at it.
Yep.
Got to look at it.
So it's always lessons. Every turn, every which way. And sometimes those lessons just end up, you know, five or six a day, one after another, all week long. And then it just gets too much. And then you just kind of explode, but not explode because you're not mad. You're not anything.
That's
really.
Just that burning passion, in my opinion, that burning passion, the desire of just wanting everybody to do better. And us setting the example the best way we can, the way we've been doing, and being able to be open and transparent with our family and talk about certain things and say, hey, it's okay to feel like, you know what, I'm fucking up, I'm inferior, I ain't got this, I ain't got that. You know what, that's just called being a human being. That's called being a human being. So parents, if you're listening still right now, hope you are. We hope you are. No, but seriously, parents that are listening right now, let your kids come to you and approach you with their fuck ups. Of course, financially is number one. I mean, all kids are going to fuck up financially. I know I did. I didn't have a concept of money. I didn't have anybody even guide me through how money even works and all that other stuff. Shit, we come from them poor public schools, man. You know what I'm saying? But
I got an inheritance when I was 16. And I bought a car with that, which I think it was a $1,000 inheritance. They put it in a checking account for me. Right?
That was the first mistake.
Okay. So they put this in a checking account for me. Remind you, this was $1,000. So $1,000, I bought a car. I bought my Mustang for $700.
What year? What year is a Mustang? 81 Mustang.
My 81 Mustang.
For the hatchback?
My hatchback, yes. Yeah. It's beautiful. Okay, but anyways.
Did you have some curb finders on it?
No. But anyways, I should have. But I lost two tires that way. But, okay, so. So, $300 left, right? Okay, $300.
So you bought it for $700. You got $300 left.
So, these people, my parents, okay.
these people.
These people hand me a checkbook and say, don't use it unless emergency. They don't tell me what the fuck it is. They don't tell me what the fuck it's for, what it's to, what I'm supposed to do. They don't tell me fucking nothing.
Okay, so check this out.
Tell me how important it is.
Real quick. And you were what age?
16.
Okay, 16 with a checkbook, and everything as a 16-year-old is an emergency.
Yes. So, by the way, I did buy two tires for this curb I hit with that check.
Should have them curb finders, yo.
So the only thing I knew what to do with it, because my mother loved to go to Dillon's and write a check to Dillon's that said cash.
Dillon's is a grocery store in the central United States, ladies and gentlemen. Kansas in general.
So I'm like, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to Dillon's, put cash, I'm writing, give it to, fucking cash.
60-year-old is like, this is awesome.
Fun.
Let's go. It's lit.
Like, this is the best gift ever.
Red Lobster, the seafood lover in you.
Yeah, those are some days. So.
What do you want to eat?
Yeah, I wrote a lot of checks. So, come to find out, my aunt worked at the bank in the collections department. Guess where my checks were going? Right through the collections department.
Busted.
First person she calls, oh yeah, you know that's right. Nano. Nano.
Yeah, but how's that Mustang? You enjoyed it.
I still had my Mustang.
Yep.
I mean, I got grounded from it for a little while, but Nano paid
that's
the debt.
That's for other reasons.
I think it ended up like almost $700 or something.
And bounce checks.
Yeah, back in like 96, that's quite a bit of money. $700.
Especially if you like us coming from the poor network. Let's go. $700. Where you going to come up with that, motherfucker?
And that's when they only charge like $2 for the bounce check. So, yeah.
That's incredible. So you had the best year of your life at the time.
Probably the best month.
Month? God dang, woman. So you learned financial literacy in your own way.
Yeah, kind of.
Mm. But it goes back to what we were just talking about, too. Just making sure the kids are self-sufficient and not living beyond your means.
Yeah.
And looking at it for what it is. Just because you make six figures a year doesn't mean you have to live like you make six figures a year. That's the mistake that a lot of us make in this damn country.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us make that mistake. And people want to sit back and criticize us sometimes like, man, mm-hmm. y'all ain't moved. Y'all still in the same house. You damn skippy we are.
Yeah.
You're damn right we are. Because there's also sacrifices that we've been making to make sure these kids learn their lessons along the way, too.
Yep.
So judge all you want. We good.
Yep.
We can help our kids. Can you? I just had this conversation with a guy at work just not that long ago. I said, you know what? There's one thing that motivates me, too, is it will never sit right with me when I can look at our kids in the face and say I can't do something for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me like it was all kind of like, man, eye-opening and enlightening because he one of them cats that's out here still chasing pussy our age, acting like he's still 21, 22, 18, whatever you want to call it, maturity-wise, and stuff like that. And he wants to come around me and ask me some of the most random, dumb questions. But I will hit him with some real answers. I said, what motivates me? He's like, man, what keeps you going? And da, 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 da. I was like, the fact that my kids, when they need something, it will never sit right with me if I can tell them or say to them that I can't do something for them, if I can't do something for my family.
Mm-hmm.
He walked away after that. I don't have time to entertain people's energy still to this day and their bullshit.
Right.
Because shit is real out here. We're in an R word that nobody wants to talk about. But it also hits the family dynamic, too, especially right now. Especially young kids still starting out, still navigating, still figuring it out. And mm-hmm. us being in our particular situation, in our, you know, station in life, which is still the same. But it's not the same because the knowledge and the information that we do have that we don't talk about very often, and I don't go into detail that much about, is changing the family dynamic, breaking some of those cycles. And it also, mm-hmm. it's a whole wide spread of stuff that we have to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Whole wide spread of stuff. And I also am going to make damn sure, just as much as you do, that these kids are going to understand that. And the more we keep beating it into their heads and the more we keep talking about certain things and changing the family dynamic, that's the most important part to me because tomorrow's not promised. You could be gone. I could be gone. I talk about that all the time. Well, I think about it all the time. I don't say it all the time. But right. One of those things is making sure they have those tools going forward
mm-hmm.
and knowing, yo, okay, Caleb learned this lesson just recently. The other ones are still learning their lesson right now.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, I'm going to keep it 100. Shit, that's my credit score. I'm on that lease. Y'all ain't going to fuck this up. Pay your fucking bills. Don't make me come over there and turn up on y'all because it ain't going to go down like that.
No.
And I would not be doing my due diligence and not fulfilling my obligation as the man of the family if we weren't keeping it real with them, if we didn't believe in them, mm-hmm. and if we didn't trust them.
Yep.
Of course, I don't trust them for shit, but I mean, hey, you know. Of course I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't put my name on anything.
Right.
And yeah, it's tough. It's tough having a family. It's tough raising a family. And you think it's just, you know, it's kind of funny just looking at it from the perspective from Janae and Tony right now. It's like, yeah, you think it's hard right now and you think it's expensive right now. Don't you guys see, even though you're in your early 20s, that it's even more expensive? And just think of how it's going to be in the next 20 years when she's 20.
Yeah.
This is the cycles that we're trying to change before we get to that point. We ain't got to worry about it in a way like that if we're being smart about it and working collectively as a family together.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that shit doesn't happen. And right. It's going to happen, but at least alleviate some of the fucking stress, some of the problems of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now I'm bouncing in the doctor's office, just happy that I can get back to doing things, which is great, but what's your focus at this point? It's about a lot of your focus. It's no different than us working jobs, no different than any of that stuff. I mean, what is the purpose of it? A lot of us have been struggling, especially in our age range. It's like, man, you know, we've been lied to.
Mm-hmm.
We've been lied to so many ways. We've been lied to. Yeah, nobody gets rich working a 9-to-5, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Nobody gets rich either as far as information passed down to your family if you're not conveying this information to your family. Mm-hmm. To your offspring, to your grandkids, to your great-grandkids.
Being that gatekeeper.
Yeah, fuck
not,
that.
Not passing that information on along. Not
it's detrimental.
Teaching that.
Well, they got to figure it out on their own. That's, well, you know
that's,
what? That's why
everybody is the way that they are.
Thank you.
They were.
And your family's not progressing. And that's why your family name is not continuing on. We can go deep into it, but we're not.
The big thing that I learned when I got pregnant and had my son, Caleb.
Firstborn.
The first one. The big thing that I learned was that I was to be a kid as long as I could. That was what my mother, my grandmother, always said. It was constant. No, they don't need to do that. Let them go play.
They don't need to hear this. They don't need to be a part of grown folks' conversations.
They don't let them go
that,
play.
All that
they
bullshit
don't need
we used
to fold
hear.
The laundry. I'll do it. Let them go play. They don't need to clean their room. I'll do it.
They don't need to
play.
Cook. They don't need to do this. Don't need to. Yes,
I don't want them in my kitchen. Let them go play. Oh, I don't want them to grow up. I don't want them. What happens when they turn 18?
They don't want
that moment that they turn 18. Well, you're in a fucking adult. You figure it out. What?
Don't want you to grow up too fast.
But you didn't want them to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're grown up.
Yeah.
And now you're just sending them all the way. And now there's the society that is so fucking dumb because of that fact. At least that's how I see it.
Well, I mean, that's one way to put it. I mean, talk your shit about it. Because that's, you know, that's that perpetual cycle of shit that needs to be broken.
So that's when I learned.
You
at
know
18,
what?
Just or when even, I had Caleb.
Okay.
That's when I learned that shit had to been different. Because I am not letting that boy turn 18 and not know a fucking goddamn thing. So the time he was born, that boy was eating steak by 6 months. He was potty trained and walking by a year.
Yep.
He was going and getting his own food out the fridge by a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing all of his own thing.
Yeah.
One, because I just didn't feel like doing it.
No,
and I had other things to do. I got knocked up again. So yeah. Another one was coming. Yeah. So he had no choice, but he had to do it on his own.
Yeah.
Because I was busy when his other brother came.
Yep.
So it was just how it was. And then I also didn't have money to buy diapers for 2 fucking kids. So nope. You are done. Mm-hmm. No more for you. Go pee. And he did. And that's what that's why I said I just... It had to have been different. That's why they knew how to wash their own clothes. They knew how to wash dishes. I don't care if they washed them good or not. They knew how to wash them.
Yep.
When they got older, they'd figure out, oh, yeah, I really don't want to eat off the dirty dishes. And they'll figure it out.
Yeah, and you know what? As far as the boys, one's 25, one's getting ready to be 24. And I've always thought this was the best way to go about things, you know, just even looking at myself and in the past and stuff like that. You know what? If you want to have kids as a man, as a young man, I think you do need to be older.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just talking about from a man's perspective. I won't bring the woman aspect into it, but I'm just saying from a man's perspective, it's better that you have kids when you're older. Because I'm looking at it now, us being grandparents is like, man, they try to encourage you to have kids way too young while you still ain't financially got it together, especially in the positions that we're in, especially most of us Americans in this country mm-hmm. right now. It's encouraged, I feel like. It should be encouraged, I should say, to have your kids a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit more established. You got a little bit of the kid out your system.
Yeah, but the problem with the kids these days, they just fuck everybody and anybody and anywhere and any. They gross.
Man, what was different back in the day from when we was doing that shit?
I know, but no. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I wasn't fucking everybody and fucking everything, but like, I mean, you know, shit, man, I was running around being a fucking little heathen. You call me a nasty boy.
Yeah, but these ones, like...
That's fucked up. Side note. Gina called me a nasty boy.
I did. I didn't care.
Of course you didn't. No, but I'm just like, why are you calling me a nasty boy? That was this year, by the way, too. You were just a little nasty boy. Excuse me. What?
Well, I don't know.
But, like you said, these kids are just fucking any and everybody and then all this stuff. I'm like, of course. I mean that's SCD's never changed.
Gone every which way.
I mean, it's always been that way. I mean, maybe you just kind of looking at it from a different perspective now. But, I mean, shit, that's shit that's always happened. It's always happened. And it'll continue to happen until you can break some of your family cycles inside of your own family.
I think so.
Inside of your own network, your own business.
Yeah. Keep working it.
That's not the message. Don't keep working it. Or twerking it.
No, don't do that either.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, it's kind of different. I mean, how do you feel, and I'm asking this question for the both of us. How do you feel versus when you were a parent, giving birth to your kids, now being a grandparent? Especially from your perspective. How is it different now?
It's not... Oh,
how's the perspective different?
The only thing that is different...
What's that?
Is that she gets to go home to her house. But when she's here, it's like, I'm the parent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing's changed. I'm the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she goes home, it's like, I can breathe.
I mean, oh, shit,
right.
Check this out.
Jean that's even, right, Jean, I'm not the parent
Jean
no more.
Jean even had it down the other day when I was like, you want me to take the baby when she had to go pee? And she had the bottle up against her chin. She's like, shit, I'm used to this shit. I was like, damn, boss bitch, let's go. Shit. I was like, damn, she sure did too. Ain't complaining about her back or nothing for the last month.
It hurts so bad. No time.
Oh, my goodness. I was like, damn, look at this OG in the game. Like, she ain't missed a beat. Since giving birth to her daughter. Shit, this shit is like, rinse and repeat.
Don't look big different. I didn't have her.
Man, check this out, though. Man, I do appreciate the fact that she does have the best grandma in the fucking world. She does. She has the best mama in the fucking world. And she got Paw, too. She's just still getting acclimated to the fact of that. But she know. Mm-hmm. She know.
She does.
Yep.
Yeah. She's really good. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's going to be a mess. So, yeah. In a good way, though. She's going to be a mess because she's very observant because she hates laying on her back. She has to sit up.
Yeah, she has
Since to sit up. Since day one, she's been that way.
Yeah, she has to sit up. Mm-hmm. Even if she's going to sleep, she has to just sit up.
Even so Tony was sitting back like...
She can fight it.
Yep. Even Tony was talking about it yesterday. Yeah, she has to have her little arms like this and...
To sit up
look
more.
Around. You're damn right. She gets that from both of them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I remember them days your mama used to fight sleep too. Wake me up 2 in the morning. 8, 9 years old. I'm hungry. hungry, if you don't take your little goofy ass to bed, what are you talking about?
Up at 5 o'clock, you going to McDonald's?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, she just laughed about that recently. Like, oh yeah, I used to wait. She used to stalk me like a motherfucker early in the morning. She used to. Shit, you just get ready, girl. Yeah, but it is an awesome experience. It's been awesome.
It is.
It's been great, and I'm looking forward to it going forward, too, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It really is.
I can't wait till the, you know, first of the year, so things can, you know, like, calm down and everybody gets situated. And
yeah, this whole year has been a hell of a timeline.
Can't wait.
Been a hell of a timeline this year.
It is. It has been.
Kyle with a new car to a truck, and me chasing a tornado, and oh, she's knocked up, and
lots of things.
There's been a lot of stuff this year, and I'm sure a lot of other families are going through a lot of stuff too. I mean, you on this planet, hell yeah, you're going through shit
daily, right?
Man, it's been awesome. Man. It's been a great experience. But yeah, one thing I do know for sure is our kids are going to be okay as long as we're here.
Yeah.
We're going to be okay as long as I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop my own collar on that one. Let's go. Holla at your boy.
Pop it.
But hopefully you guys are doing okay, too. Hopefully you guys are. And if you're going through some things, make sure you reach out to somebody, talk to somebody.
Yeah. Just talk.
Yeah. Get some of your shit off, and hopefully you guys are doing okay. We do appreciate you guys checking out our podcast. I know we've been gone and we've been absent. I would love to tell you the next time we will be recording, but I'd be lying to you. We don't know. We don't know. But one of the biggest lessons that I want everybody to take away from this, especially if you are a new father, and this goes out to Tony. I know there's a lot of stress involved. Because I've been there as a young man, too. Just make sure you have somebody that you can reach out to and talk to. Because that's one of the things we talked about earlier on this episode, babe. Mm-hmm. Is having somebody you can reach out to and talk to. So you don't repeat some of those same mistakes.
Right. Even if, if you don't have that connection with your parents, it's hard.
Yep.
So if you, ouch, that was me, my bad, people.
It's all good.
So it's ticks.
Big ass foot hitting the mic stand.
So if you can just find that person that's just, you know, has already been your age and that you just feel that's just.
That you could trust with real information.
That. You know, that can guide you.
Yeah.
And that you trust that can guide you in good ways and good places and, you know, into good things. And reach out to that person.
Yeah, especially if that person has been through some things and has some pain that they got to navigate through. And I'm just even talking for myself, you know, from my perspective. Kenneth, I love you. Hope you're doing okay out there. Just somebody that you could talk to from that perspective of just like, yo, it's okay to be young, dumb, and need some guidance and feel like you're abandoned and you're lost and nobody has your best interest, because 9 times out of 10, they don't. Mm-hmm. Just going to be honest, they don't. Mm-mm. There's a lot of selfish agendas out here in the world, but you know what? Reach out to somebody that you can rely on, somebody that you can talk to. And it may be easier said than done, because I had a lot of pride as a young man, too. Like, oh, no, I know what I'm doing. I got things figured out. And I didn't. Like, it was a complete disaster. Yeah. You know, complete disaster. But
I never believed in therapy. I thought therapy was for the weak people and, yeah, all that stuff. I mean, granted, I've never been in therapy, so I wouldn't know. I kind of did therapy on myself. Like, okay, we're gonna do this. Mind games. People can do mind games on me. I can do mind games on myself too. So yeah, we are not gonna talk bad about nobody ever. Let's work on that.
Yeah.
You know, you start there. So yeah, I kind of did my own therapy on myself.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the fucked up and sad part, is that we had to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But our kids don't have to do that now.
No, and that's why I'm passing everything along.
Yeah, me too.
That, you know,
we are together.
I've had, for sure. I had to work that. I had to do that. I know your negative thoughts. I know your, you know that.
Your inclinations. I know that was built in me.
And I built that in you. I apologize. And I want you to listen to me and hear me now that it's wrong. And I was fucked up and I should have known better. You know,
but hindsight is always,
and that's why I tell him. I said, I'm trying to change this. I need you to change this. Mm-hmm. I said, we need to do this. And I said, I know you can do this.
Yeah, because I was a complete fucking guideless, nobody there for me, complete fucking idiot when my son was born.
Mm-hmm.
I was a complete fucking idiot. And I had no idea that I was a complete fucking idiot at the time. Because you're thinking, I'm like, yeah, I'm 23 years old. I'm a man. I know what I'm doing. Man, I was a complete fucking wreck.
Oh.
I was a complete fucking wreck. I was a fuck up. I was fucking up in a lot of different ways. And of course, you know, that's all, like I said, everything is, you know, hindsight 2020. Right.
But that's everything how we is. Grow. But we exactly. can look back at that and we can say, okay, I was a dumbass, but you know.
Of course, and you're supposed to be when you're 23.
I'm glad that I made it from that far to here. And I see where I was fucking up and I see where I changed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me grow.
Of course. Shit, man. I'm knocking on a new age and a new decade. So that's why I'm like, man, I just look back at some of the stuff and I'm reliving some of that, some mm-hmm. of those memories yeah. and some of those things. It's like, man, bruh. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have anybody to really, you know, confide in and mm-hmm. get some of the stuff off that I had to, you know, I was trying. Mm-hmm. I was trying, but, it failed in my perspective in the way right. that it should have been conducive to a better situation, but it just didn't turn out that way. But going forward and getting older, I'm nowhere near the same person that I was. You know, I better not be. Right? You know what I'm saying? But going forward, and it's okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, it's okay going forward to acknowledge some of those things, and it's an even harder journey to kind of let some of that shit go, especially right now for me, just being open about it and having our granddaughter right now, reliving some of those memories and some of those, you know, good decisions and bad decisions. It's mm-hmm. like, man, like, dang, that's why our kids don't have an excuse, because my mouth be wide open, pause, letting them know what time it is and how you need to navigate through some of this stuff. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have that, and you didn't have that.
No.
But that's how we could change our family dynamic.
Right.
All of us.
I mean, even down to, you know, we know the signs of manipulation. We've watched the signs of manipulation, you know.
Oh, he got to figure it out on my own. I had to do it the hard way. Right. He got to figure it out. She got to figure it out and do it the hard way, too. No. That's the problem.
We see the signs of self-centeredness. We see that signs of all these just negative traits. Because we've watched them be done to me, and they had to watch it. So then I have lessons that I teach them. I'm like, look, you saw that?
Mm-hmm.
So do we want that?
Do we want to continue that cycle?
Continue.
Right.
To keep on going. Right. Is that what we want to do? And that's where that no comes in.
No, and it's so, the hell no comes in.
Right. I'm like, okay, then let's stop. And, you know, it's a hard process.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't see those signs all the time, too.
Especially when you're young.
So, I mean, all the time it's like, oh, here's another one, you know. We got to figure out this sign. Okay, what the fuck's going on, you know? Or, you know, a new one comes up all the time.
And you're not going to see it.
You got to learn it.
Yeah, and you're not going to see it while you're young. And sometimes from our perspective, it's some of those signs that it's like, man, I see this pattern. I know this pattern. I've done that before, but they don't see it at the particular moment right now. And I see it ahead of time because I've always told you how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I see train wrecks before they happen, and they might be small little train wrecks, and it might be a major one. But there's certain things I've always told you I see happening. And sometimes in the past, when I would bring it up, it comes across fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But I see it.
Right.
Sometimes how the message comes across is fucked up, but the message is still the fucking message.
Right.
So whether you're the most articulate person in your family or not, if you see something happening, if you see something, say something, let them know, like, mm-hmm. yo, and deal with some of the consequences later if it comes across fucked up. Right. You know what I'm saying? But it's better than not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes the collateral damage is real. But it's better than not saying anything.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to your family. Fuck what it sounds like sometimes. It's what you're saying. They always try to say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Yeah, that sometimes is true too. But just use a little bit of tact. That's all. Just use a little bit of tact the best way you can. And you learn how to speak better the older you get to. Especially me.
You've been getting a little better, yeah.
A little?
A little, yeah.
Man, I've taken fucking light year leaps and bounds since the beginning. Shit. But when it comes to our kids right now, sometimes that passion will still come out and I'm still going to be like, yo, like you said, you fucking up.
Yeah. It's got to be that way.
And this is why you're fucking up. And it's not just saying this, you're fucking up. It's about, okay, let me tell you why you're fucking up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I see you fucking up. Like let me give you an example of why I know you're fucking up, because this is what I did too.
Or how are we going to fix it? Or and then how do we work this? Or,
right.
You know, it's all encompass everything.
Yeah. As long as you're speaking from a place of love, absolutely. It's always from a place of love. My passion just gets in the way sometimes. But I have been doing a lot better with some of that stuff too, because I have been sitting back and I've been stressed out too. Shit, what you mean? I'm sitting back stressed out along with you and just kind of sitting back and contemplating and, you know, thinking a lot more before I do say something, because I'm like, you know, when they're ready to talk, they're going to say something, and then I'll have something to say. Unless there's an emergency going on, like y'all not paying your bills and stuff like that, you're going to hear about that immediately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That better be immediately. Yeah. Stuff like that. But as long as you're doing the best you can to navigate your family through some of these tough times, especially right now, man. I mean, 2020 was just shit, man. COVID, and then now post-COVID and all this shit going on right now. Interest rates, inflation. It's all a mess right now. But do the best you can to navigate your family through this. Mm-hmm. Even if you're going through it yourself. Because we're all going through it. We're definitely all going through it. But do the best you can to help guide your family through it. You know, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be none of that stuff. It's the information.
Yeah.
It's the information.
Important. That is always important.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So did y'all miss our voices? If you did, let us know. Reach out to us in our social medias, in our descriptions, which we haven't been posted in either here lately. We've been busy, y'all. We've been really busy. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, too, that we ain't talked about, but we're just helping our family navigate through some of these tough, turbulent times, too.
And if you'd like to help us, we did open GinasHerbalKitchen.com.
Let's go.
So if you see anything you like, order. And if there's something on there that you want special or like...
Custom,
you know, a certain tea blend, or I don't have my moisturizers or my body butters and my oils and stuff on there, but you can always message and we can custom make you one.
Hefty fee.
There's no hefty fee.
Yes, it is. Shit.
There'll be a lot of love in it.
But yes, check out GinasHerbalKitchen.com.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out. So.
Yeah. Any salves, anything like that? Yeah. Yep.
Hell yeah, baby.
Because, the salves and stuff aren't on there. But, we got some vanilla bean paste on there. Oh, man.
Yeah. Already got some rave reviews on that one.
Yeah, get some on there for the holiday cooking.
Even had somebody say recently, too, I don't even know what to do with this. The packaging is just so cute. I don't want to even open it. That's the time of care that Gina puts into it. So, make sure you definitely check that out.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Anything you want to tell everybody before we wrap this episode up?
As always, take a day at a time.
Un día a la vez.
Yes. We're learning. And just learn, find something to smile about.
Yeah.
Find something to be thankful for.
Each and every day.
Because it could be so much worse.
Yes.
Could be.
And even if you are in a bad situation right now, I know it's hard to hear that. Like, it could always be worse, but focus on it could be better.
And somebody loves you. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Somebody does.
And all I got to say is I love you, Caleb, Kyle, Janae, and Kenneth, and Lily. I love you guys.
Yay. Tony.
You are the new future.
And Tony.
Yeah, Love you too, Tony. Love you guys, man. And we're going to do the best we can to continue to navigate us through change and breaking cycles. Mm-hmm. That's what I have for you guys. So thank you for checking out another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I ain't going to lie to you and tell you when we're going to be able to record next, but hopefully you guys continue to stay
high and right
and positive vibes as always. Thank you for checking us out. Make sure you reach out to somebody. Do the best you can out here in this world. And we will talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Peace. Deuces.